from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Afghan hotel under attack. A group of heavily armed gunmen and suicide bombers stormed a top hotel in Kabul, Afghanistan, late Saturday. An Interior Ministry spokesman said the Afghan commandos have surrounded the Intercontinental Hotel. It began around 9 p.m. local time. The spokesman said there were four assailants. They set the hotel kitchen on fire before entering areas with guests. Afghan media reports residents near the site of the attack heard three explosions. There are reports of a high number of casualties, but officials say nothing is conclusive. The United States government shut down at midnight Saturday, forcing federal agencies to scale back. This after lawmakers failed to reach a budget deal overnight. Here's more from Reuters' Nathan Frandino.
In the short term, the impact packs less of a punch, with the shutdown starting on a weekend when most government employees are off. But come Monday, employees ranging from financial regulators to civilian staff at the Pentagon will have to stay away from work. Most employees in the Departments of Defense, Justice, and Homeland Security are considered essential and will remain on duty.
And the government may be heading into shutdown, but the Senate's not shutting down.
Congress was reconvening on Saturday to resume negotiations, though with Republicans and Democrats blaming each other for the shutdown, it's unknown how long it will be before they reach a deal.
That was Reuters' Nathan Frandino. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is on a four-day visit to the Middle East. He met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi on Saturday.
We believe the ties between Egypt and the United States have never been stronger.
We have more on Pence's visit on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Beijing has accused the United States of violating China's sovereignty after a U.S. missile destroyer sailed near a disputed shoal in the South China Sea. The USS Hopper sailed within 12 nautical miles of an island, also known as the Scarborough Shoal, on January 17th. China's defense ministry said in a statement that a Chinese frigate immediately took actions to identify and verify the U.S. ship and drove it away by warning. The UN Children's Fund warns that millions of Iraqi children affected by conflict and poverty face a grim future and are in desperate need of international support. The government has made great strides in bringing the fighting to an end in several areas of the country, but UNICEF notes children continue to suffer from ongoing violence, lack of education, and basic care. VOA's Lisa Schlein has more.
The city of Mosul is a notable example. Although Iraqi government forces have succeeded in driving the militant Islamic State group out of western Mosul, UNICEF says the after effects from this conflict linger on and continue to have a detrimental impact on children. UNICEF representative in Iraq, Peter Hawkins, says about 1 million children have fled Mosul.
That was VOA's Lisa Schlein. The United States has condemned Sudan's arbitrary detention of journalists after reporters from the French news agency AFP and Reuters were arrested covering a street protest on Friday. The U.S. State Department said it was aware of the detentions and was following the reports closely. The U.S. is continuing to press Sudan to improve its performance regarding freedom of expression and overall human rights, and to ensure that those detained are treated humanely and fairly. Pope Francis held Mass in front of some 200,000 people Saturday in an area of northwestern Peru. The area is still struggling to recover from devastating floods that took place last year. The pontiff urging the crowd at Huanchaco not to lose faith during difficult times. Francis also mentioned organized violence and killings that are especially acute in the region, telling Peruvians life's greatest challenges can be overcome when communities unite. Thousands of women have gathered in Washington, D.C. and cities around the United States on the anniversary of the inauguration of President Trump. The marchers are calling for equal rights in pay and health care, to denounce sexual harassment, and to encourage women to run for political office. Marchers are also addressing other issues such as racial equality, gun control, and immigrant protections. I'm Liz Palka, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.